On Tuesday, the Utah Democratic Party's Central Committee passed a resolution that calls on the National Party to do away with superdelegates entirely. By a vote of 91-47 in favor, the state party sent a clear message that it was time to end the use of unpledged convention voters. Lauren Littlefield, executive director of the state Democratic Party, says that the increased presence of new and first-time voters encouraged debate on the topic.
Definitely a new conversation. Superdelegates is something we haven't really talked about since the 2008 presidential race. I mean, it's kind of a conversation we're having nationally, and so it was brought home to Utah. Definitely a conversation that I've heard, especially from the newly engaged voters after the caucuses, talking about superdelegates and how the system makes them feel, and, you know, feelings of disenfranchisement and things like that.
A separate resolution that would have punished superdelegates for voting for candidates other than the winner of the Utah caucus was defeated. Littlefield says that the debate surrounding unpledged convention delegates echoes a broader conversation about elections.
The overarching conversation we're having here is about the role of political parties in elections and transparency of elections. If you look at, even here in Utah locally, C-54 is the same conversation we're having. And then in November, we're going to have the same conversation about the Electoral College. So it seems like a national conversation about people's voices holding an equal amount of weight to everyone else's voice.
The passed resolution is non-binding. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.